Even with COVID hospitalizations, more than 90% have underlying health conditions, with including high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, which means that they're all overweight. They're considered the reason why 50% are obese, but those that are not obese are still overweight, because it's not the 2.4% of Americans that are eating healthfully and exercising regularly. It's only 2.4%. Those are not the people dying of COVID. The people who are dying of COVID are people who are eating fast foods and processed foods, who have body fat on them, and who are eating an unhealthy diet, whose immune system has been impaired. And now they develop cytokine storm and all types of overly inflamed lungs and overly inflamed tissues, because their body is chronically inflamed all the time, and it can't respond appropriately. It responds inappropriately, right? So also keep in mind that as you have increased body fat, the body fat itself sequesters nutrients from organ tissues and muscle and bone. In other words, your skin has less nutrients in it to protect against skin cancer. And your liver and your kidney have less nutrients there to protect against liver and kidney cancer. Because when you're overweight, you sequester nutrients into the fat cells at an amount over and above their percent of body fat, because fat cells sequester fat-soluble nutrients. And so fat cells make you insulin, make you nutritionally deficient as well, add to nutritional deficiencies. And because when you impregnate, when you put a lot of omega-6 fats on the walls of your cells, of your cell membranes, then you're going to be reducing your omega-3 index. The omega-3 index is the amount of EPA and DHA, long-chain omega-3 fats, as a percent of total fat in the membrane tissues. So we want that percent to be at least 5% to have a long, healthy life where your brain's not going to shrink with aging. And you're not just going to take, omega DHA and EPA supplements as a means of obtaining a good index, because you can't get the index favorable even taking the supplements if you have too much body fat, because it's like putting some sand on the beach. You're taking some good fats, but then your overall body fat's so high that you can't get the percent up because it's too much. You have to lower some body fat and take the omega-3 supplement to keep your omega-3 index appropriately high enough. So you can't even get the tissue stores of nutrients high enough. So we're saying sugar, flour, SF, sugar, flour, the same thing, leading insulin resistance, increasing risk of infection-related death. And we've seen as people's waistlines have gotten bigger over these last couple of decades, we see a continual increase in infection-related death way before this COVID ever started killing people at an increased risk of death. There was a global crisis in infectious-related deaths from antibiotic resistance and spread of the fast food revolution around the world, and people eating more processed foods and more animal products as countries got wealthier and less produce, and less people growing their own foods. In other words, we've had a global crisis in infectious-related disease deaths before COVID ever hit. And then, of course, we're seeing the result of that. And as COVID lessens and goes away, some other dangerous virus or bacteria will come out in a few years, because we have a population that's susceptible to infection now. It's highly susceptible to dangerous infections that can't be really controlled by medications, treatments, alternative treatments, alternative medicine, conventional medicine, vaccines, whatever it is you're trying to use. You can't undo damage that you put of the unhealthy foods you put in your mouth. People have to change their lifestyle and start eating differently. These glycemically unfavorable diets, meaning high sugar diets with white flour, sugar, and oil, and don't forget oil makes the diet makes the sugar and flour more dangerous, because oil goes from your lips to your hips in 5 minutes flat, right? Because oil rushes into the bloodstream so rapidly, it turns on fat storage, it turns off fat breakdown, so you can't lose weight. And I'm making this radical claim that olive oil is a major factor leading to increased risk of cancer. How can I make that radical claim that says olive oil is a factor leading to cancer, more breast cancer? And I can make that claim because we know factually with enough evidence that increasing body fat increases risk of cancer. And we know that increasing oil leads to increasing body fat. So you keep pouring oil on your food, you're not going to lose weight. And oil is an appetite stimulant. I'm saying something new here and something additional to oil being an appetite stimulant. I'm also saying the mixture of sugar and fat means sugar and flour and oil leads to increased caloric flood into the bloodstream, damaging the brain, causing dopamine stimulation. Dopamine becomes insensitive, and then you become more food. You want to crave calories, and you have more food addiction. I'm saying oil is a major component leading to food addiction, because when it combines with flour and sugar, it heightens the effect of the caloric rush into the bloodstream, and the caloric rush affects the brain and ages the brain, damages the brain, and alters structure and function in the brain. And actually, people lose brain cells, become less intelligent and less creative as they become more food addictive. And as they become more of a food addict or any type of addict, they become more, you know, going for instant gratification, not thinking of the long-term consequences. And it makes them obviously less creative, less intelligent, and more narcissistically consumed with their own addictive needs and drives. You know, of course, that a cocaine addict or a heroin addict become more callous, narcissistic, can steal and cheat and lie to do anything to maintain their addiction. But the more, and we know that the consumption of commercial baked goods and fast food are linked to depression in a dose-dependent manner. Even 2 servings a week doubles the risk of depression. But the whole American population eating these foods that I don't even call food have dumbing down their intelligence to eating these foods, and they become more dysthymic. Even if they're not depressed, they're dysthymic, which means that the word dysthymia means they're not that thrilled about life. They're not passionate about living. They're not excited about waking up every day. Well, things are going to accomplish and having a good effect on humanity and their friends and family and enjoying the world around them and being grateful for the beauty of the modern world. The world becomes gray. They're not caring about other people or their influence on the world or others. They just become consumed with making money so they can go to the bars and drink, or how are they going to get their money to get their drugs and food is, and those foods are drugs, and how they can just eat to get fast food, restaurant food, you know, overeat foods to stimulate the brain. And their life becomes narrowly focused on meeting their own addictive drives and not being reaching the human potential they could have reached. And it's so ubiquitous across the modern world, because of the proliferation of these foodless foods that people are eating are causing change in structure and function of brain, where people are more easily angered, easily agitated, become more selfish, become more narcissistic, and become less giving and caring about their effect on the other humans and the world around them, and more narrowly focused with their own instant gratification and their own selfish needs. So it's very confusing, because who you are as a person is somewhat affected by what you're eating. So we're saying here that, of course, these glycemically unfavorable diets increase risk of cancer. It's not just, you know, high animal product diets that shorten lifespan. It's also these processed foods that lead to overeating, right? For every 100 grams of white rice you consume, of course, going up, cancer rates go up from just eating more white rice. Because when you eat things that don't contain phytochemicals and antioxidants, you build up more toxic metabolites, like free radicals we talked about. The free radical we mentioned earlier was reactive oxygen species, ROS. But other toxins build up, aldehydes, of course, in heated oils. We talked about other types of toxins in oil and processed foods. And we also we build up more ammonia and other nitrogenous wastes, right?